All right, so here it is. You know, life is life is interesting. Let's just go with it. So, you know, my family and I, we've been dealing with some stuff on several fronts, but right now, today here, we're just going to talk about two of them, and none of these are going to have to deal with our occupation or our jobs. And, you know, we got, yesterday was the anniversary, the 10-year anniversary of losing my dad, which you're like, okay, get over it, guys. It's been 10 years. Or get over it, Ryan, I should say. It's been 10 years. And it's kind of wild how people, like in my case, in this scenario, it's my father, had made such a profound impact on my life. You know, it takes me to think about even people like Steve Foster, the guy I refer to as my faith father. So, you know, right now we're also battling through stuff with Team Addy. And Team Addy is for Addison Conley, also known as Addy. And, you know, things aren't amazing. And this young lady is having to deal with stuff that I don't think any 16 or 17-year-old should have to deal with. And childhood cancer absolutely sucks. So, but, you know, the wild part is that somehow, some way, I say that kind of jokingly, but God has shown up on so many levels and so many different occasions. And through this whole encounter, even though I wish we didn't have to go through it, I think many, including myself, are drawing nearer and nearer to God than we would if we weren't in this scenario. So I guess the question comes back to, why does it take such trying times to have us draw near to Him? And would our lives be simpler if we would just do that sooner? That's an interesting question. And a story for another day as well, I guess, because, you know, you know, the Bible and the teachings of Jesus says that just because you're Christian doesn't mean things are going to be easy. And in most cases, it might be harder. I mean, think of the lessons of the 12 disciples. Think about the persecutions, prosecutions that they went through and the trials and tribulations. It didn't exclude them from any of those glorious times. But I don't know. I mean, how do you deal with grief? How do you deal with struggles and challenges in your life? What does that look like to you? Danielle and I could tell you for sure, 100%, with 100% certainty, that in some of the most trying times in our lives, including the ones we're currently going through, somehow we've been able to be at peace. Yeah. Probably in most recent history, when one of the most trying times of our life was when we lost Charlie. Yeah. I don't know. I think, what am I trying to say here with this recording? I'm trying to say that we're all going to have struggles and strifes in our lives. And how do we choose to respond to them? Do we reach out and lash out in anger? Do we push everybody away? Or do we allow God's kingdom to be able to be brought to earth and allow His people in an opportunity to love on us as He would love on us? So, kind of a different perspective, I guess. But, yeah. There's a lot of cliches that could be thrown down right now. And it's not about cliches. It's about being real and approachable and vulnerable. Yeah. Well, you know, another story, I guess, would be that even as much as last night when we went down to my dad's favorite little hangout spot called Shamrocks in Corona, he was friends with the owner. His name is Eddie. And was able to catch up with him a little bit last night. And, you know, with the current situation with Addy and cancer and the struggle of being real, they were actually having a Cancer Society fundraiser there last night. So a little bit of irony in that one. And he was wearing a shirt that was telling his true opinions about cancer. And as I got to talk to him, he said he had just lost his sister to cancer. I don't know why, but I just felt this calling last night that I needed to pray with and be bold and be over my brother Eddie and do my part. So I don't know, maybe it's sometimes we're there to recognize that other people are in need and we need to do our part. And other times maybe we're the ones that are in need, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. But this thing called faith, this thing called faith in community, this thing about allowing ourselves to be vulnerable and allowing His kingdom to love is a big deal. And so I can't say it enough to encourage, to allow you peace. I guess my last thought here is a message that keeps bellowing out to us, and that is a prayer of forgiveness. Someone told me the other day, they said, look, unforgiveness creates the largest amount of anxiety and or stress, and that stress can feed cancer like sugar. And, you know, it's one of those things. What the heck? How does that work? You know, forgiveness is a big deal. And just want to remind you that normally when you're holding anger or hate or whatever it may be, it's not hurting the other person. It's only hurting you. So you can forgive somebody, but not necessarily have to have them in your circle every day. You can forgive somebody and give it to God and pray it off and release yourself of that burden. Have you thought of it that way? Guys, life is too short and too precious to blow away, to be angry, to be spiteful. I just pray that we all learn the lessons before it's too late to cherish those who are around us and to live out that time is precious, or cherish the moments, that it's not just some kind of catchphrase, because there's never been a truer statement. Anyways, God bless you. You know what? Since this whole one's been about faith, let's just do this. Heavenly Father, Lord, for anyone listening here right now, Lord, I just want to pray blessings into their life. Lord, may you soften their hearts and open their minds to continue to welcome you on a daily basis into their lives. Lord, I pray great things over the people listening to this right now and that will in the future. Lord, be with us. You redeemed us at the cross. May we walk as you would want us to. Lord, I pray wisdom. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In your Son Jesus' mighty name, amen.